Halloween behind the scenes, making of This Is Not the Droid. Many people have an annual tradition of taking a holiday photo with their family, but many years ago we decided there wasn't much very interesting about a photo of us and our assorted dogs year after year. So we have an annual tradition of making a Halloween photo. My husband and I met doing summer theater. When I was 17, I wanted to be a costumer when I grew up. So we started taking Halloween photos. At first, it was just us and the costumes that I made for us to go to a Halloween party. But then we started to think about how we could stage something a little more entertaining. This was the first planned photo. This one we took in a borrowed photo studio with some borrowed equipment. The genie costume I had made years before. The flight suit was a thrifted jacket that I dyed orange. We've been taking a photo every year pretty much for the last 17 years. I start planning in about July every year, keeping an eye out for costume bits and props. The theme of the year is top secret until Halloween day. This year was the year for Star Wars. We'd talked about Star Wars before, but had never come up with the perfect characters or scene to do. Until I looked at Andy and realized that suddenly he was an old guy with a beard and perfect to play Obi-Wan. Several people asked me, how do you do that? So I thought it would be fun to write a making of post this year. So this is your spoiler alert. Warning if you don't want to know about the behind the scenes secrets. So we have a few rules when we do Halloween photos. It must be both of us. It must be 90% in camera, which means we aren't just green screen photoing us into a stock background. So we started our Star Wars scene by creating the background of the shot as a miniature. We've done miniatures before as backgrounds, and they're really fun. We constructed some buildings out of corrugated cardboard, aquarium gravel, and leftover tile grout. I left the scissors in the photo so you can get an idea of the scale. We looked at lots of photos of the These Aren't the Droids scene to see what the background looked like in that photo. So we let this dry for a few days, and then I painted some grunge with watered down acrylic paints. We added some Stormtrooper action figures to the scene, which we rubbed down with sandpaper and then rolled around in some backyard dirt so they were a little bit less new and shiny. And finally, we made some freestanding set pieces because we aren't exactly sure where we'd need them to be in the scene, so we wanted to be able to move them around. In the movie, you can see lots of antenna towers, and that's what we were going for with these. This tower was made from the junk drawer. A plant pot, plumbing bits, jewelry chains, safety pins, prescription bottles, snaps, and a telephone plug. They were stuck together with some E6000 and then spray painted. We shot the background and the stormtroopers as one shot after we did the photo of us, so we could get the angle and the stormtroopers exactly in the places we needed them to be. We tried several things in the far distance to fill in the gaps between the buildings, and actually ended up using Andy's gauze robe from his costume that I just stood and held behind the shot. The first photo we took was us. We've learned a lot doing these for so many years. We first shoot a whole bunch of test shots with just us in plain clothes so we can adjust the light and how we are sitting and all of that before we're in costume. We use a remote trigger for the camera that's triggered by a sound. So in this case, I stomped on the floor and that would trigger the shutter. Here's a photo of me sitting in the speeder looking at the camera. The big box behind Andy is our big studio strobe light. This was a hand-me-down gift from a friend who was downsizing his photo studio. We have another smaller one that was off to the left side, and there's a big white reflector on the right. We shot us and Stanley against a big sheet of white paper so we could insert us into the background scene really easily. Once the lights are set, we get into costume. We coach each other about what we want to get in the shot. Where to look, what's the story we're trying to tell, who needs to sit up taller or lean back. It usually takes a few dozen photos before we find the one that we both like. We shot Stanley in the same place, but by himself, because he was way too excited to sit still in a shot with us. He's not normally allowed in the basement, and he got about 12 treats for sitting and looking in the right direction. So he thought it was the greatest day ever. He totally didn't care that he was wearing a silly gold vest. The costumes are always all about giving the idea we need, but with the simplest solution. Stanley's C-3PO was a gold lamé hoodie I found on Amazon. I was looking for a ski hood, but this popped up in the search results and it was too funny all by itself. My costume is a bathrobe and the same wig we used to do the Dread Pirate Roberts from a couple of years ago, but with a really terrible shag cut thanks to my sewing scissors. Andy's wearing a cloak that I've had for probably 30 years. We used it for Leonardo da Vinci in a previous year. The robe underneath is a piece of gauze fabric, which we reused as a background, and a brown t-shirt. The gray beard is his own. We have what we call the prop shop, which is a built-in workbench in our basement that's full of props, wigs, costume pieces, and curtains. So we pull things from there for many photos. The funniest thing to me about this set of costumes was the number of people that thought I had cut my hair into Luke's terrible shag. Yikes. I told my hairdresser this, and when she got done laughing, she said, "I would never let you leave my salon like that." We layered the photo of us and Stanley over the background photo. We try not to need to Photoshop very much. We clean up little things so the layers kind of blend together and erase stray fuzz and the inevitable dog hair. We adjusted the color of Andy's cloak a little bit because it photographed just a little too orange. For the first time this year, we used a tiny bit of AI to add to this photo, the windshield of the speeder. We talked and talked about how to photograph something that looked like the windshield because it needed to be in the photo. We had a clear, like, ball ornament that we thought about adding to the background scene, but we weren't sure how to make the reflections and the transparency look right. We scrounged for a plastic something that we could use for a windshield, like the plastic cover for a window well, but they were a couple hundred dollars, which was way too much for a photo effect. So we decided to try Photoshop's generative fill, where you select a part of the image and then tell it what to fill in that space. So we drew an oval, and it took a couple dozen tries, but I think the prompt, dirty, transparent glass dome, was what finally gave us something that worked. We usually leave the photo up on the computer and tweak it for the last few days before Halloween, adjusting the light or the colors and whatnot. It's very collaborative, and so much fun.